पुत्र ही पशुप अंग जाय हम जसोदा ओम कहें। When this festival was going, there was some link with Mother Yashoda and that was cut. But this was not done in India. So, Swamiji has also written like this. He first has told anywhere that he was the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. And then his adopted son of Vasudeva. But when all this he adopted that Krishna is the son of Nanda and Yashoda. So we should try to realize all this. Then
Maharaj Vrijavasi never knew that her daughter was also born.
Yes. That never knew. Never. After this, next day, after 2 days of the birth of Putana came in. And Nanda Maharaj at that time has went to Mathura to pay some toll tax to Kamsa. And in the meantime, in the night, Putana came and tried to kill Krishna in the shape of mother by very powerful
strong poison.
But Krishna took his pran also, life, soul and everything, and gave him the gati of mother.
Motherly destiny. Mother.
How he is so much merciful. After that, she began to tell how Sakatasa was killed, how Srinavat was killed. What are these things? How a demon can come in Vrindavan? It is impossible. When all the trees in Vrindavan, all the cows, all are transcendental, the place Vrindavan is transcendental place. How a demon can come? To renew the love and affection of Yashoda Maharaj, Brijavasi Krishna. How? I will explain all these things. Now a Christian city. Namami Nandanam. Also?
Thank you.
Jaya, Ma Saite Nyot. You know, don't know?
No, you're
not. You, Markande? Radhe Jaya Jaya? You, you can? You should do. Oh, he can do? Oh, you should do.
Thank you. Ananda
Hari. How merciful was Krishna? Who was this Putana? In her past life, she was the daughter of Bali Maharaj. When Vaman Dev was sitting, Bali Maharaj, begging only three steps of land. And when he told that, yes, I am giving, then he became so tall, so like Trivikram. And in one step, he took whole earth. And second, from Salsalatal, Rasatal, Patal to Brahmalo, Bhurbhuva Mahajana Tapasat. And he told that, where I should get my third step. At once quickly he told, I'm giving myself to you, you can take me out. And third step he took. So, at that time when Sisha Bali Maharaj, when Bamandev. He entered in the council of Bali Maharaj.
Bamandev
entered in the council. When Vamandev came as a boy, he was so beautiful, so charming. So daughter of Bali named
Ratnamala.
She thought in mind, in her heart, I want a son like this. Very beautiful, very
lovely.
Bali Vamandev knew. And when she saw that he is sitting by father, being so tall, and he took everything, then she became very peaceful. Oh, if you will be my son, then I will poison you, yes, and I want to kill you. So Krishna, Vamandev, oh yes, you will have to do all this. So in Krishna's pastime, she became Putana, like a sister of Kansa. And he came in Jasoda Bhavan, and she took a shape of mother, very lovely mother. By yoga means mystic power. She took a shape of very lovely mother. At the age of 124, so beautiful. And she was so having so many golden ornaments. Very lovely. A smiling Yashoda thought, and the Rohini Devi, oh, she has come from
heavenly planet.
She is like angel. And he is actually mother. I am not mother. I am not qualified, not so beautiful as she. And very lovely. Oh, my dear son, why you are sleeping on the bed? You should sleep in my lap and take him. Very beautiful. And here, and he gave his
heart.
Krishna said, what to do? He closed his eyes. How can I? But very strictly, he took his life and soul and everything. Poison cannot do him anything. That poison became nectar. And he took his life. Why? By this shape, she cannot come to me. So this body is rotten and full of so many egos and so many things. So he destroyed. And she became like mother, eternal mother in Golok Vrindavan, Golok. And Krishna sent him very easy. Aho Bakiyam Tanakalakutam. Always she was taking the place and blood of very little boy. She was trying to act like hen. Like that. Very. She used to take and drink the blood, fresh birth of little baby. He interned in Braja. But whose child she was taking, only demons. She could not see any devotion in Bhagavati. It is written. Those who were so much against Krishna
and sent to his council,
and that the sons of Krishna and their child also will be like that. So he used to say. And so Krishna is so merciful that anyone, if a link like mother and telling Krishna, oh my dear son, at once. So if he will think that we are beloved of Krishna, oh Krishna beloved, oh my son Krishna, this son you will, the relation will be there, then Krishna quickly will be so merciful to take us to Globe Vrindavan for eternal. This is not imagination, not only this, only the sentiment of this, or not nothing. It is true, real. Even today we can see all these things. So, Krishna is so much. So, living Krishna, who will be so intelligent to serve all others? Demigods are anything else. So we should try. Love Krishna with this relation. What is that initiation? Initiation means guru gets any transcendental relation. And there is some relation. Guru only manifests. If anyone not realizing this, real renunciation has not been done. Only he was admitted to for this, but he did. So Swamiji has come, or all Goswamiji and all the Guru Parampara has come only to the UG. We are all eternal servants, and we are related to Krishna. Gaur Pramana. Parents for drama. Very quickly. Say any Mahamantra? Who is this? Yes, brother.
one of the austerities that told him.
Thank you.
not up to the vows of initiation. So before we talk about other things, that should be the firm ground that we stand on. It's the basis of our relationship, and it's the basis of spiritual progress. All I can do is continue to remind you, or I can reprimand you, but as the saying is, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. It's up to you. Even Krishna doesn't force us. He gives us our free will. Sometimes people, they raise some theological question. They say, well, why does God let us have a free will by which we can do wrong? Why doesn't he take it away so that we can do right, or not allow us to do wrong? Questions like that. But Prabhupada always insisted that Krishna is giving us free will, is eternal act, and because we're of the same nature as Krishna, a tiny part, and he'll never take away the free will, and because only with free will can you love Krishna. So, but with it goes the possibility that we may misuse it. But then the nice thing is that if you take shelter of Krishna, depend on Krishna, then you don't do that. It makes the love real, but with it goes the risk that we may deviate. It's not really a hard thing, and you know that, to follow the four rules and to chant 16 rounds. Although everything finally takes mercy from Krishna, yet these things we can do by our own strength, so much that with a little mercy from Krishna, we can do it. It's a question of being serious and making that effort. Yeah. 16 rounds, as Prabhupada would say, 16 rounds is nothing. Such a small thing. His spiritual master said that if you don't chant 64 rounds, you have fallen. So by that calculation, we're all fallen. But at least we can do this. And in the beginning means still maybe after 15, 20 years, beginning of not having a taste yet, we're at the beginning. If we don't find the holy name to be nectar. So, but still, it's keeping us free of sin, and it's working as a medicine, a medicine which will remove all our jaundice, spiritual life, and that we'll come to understand love of Krishna. So you can take it like that. I chant Hare Krishna as a kind of medicine, but I'm beginning to like this medicine, and I know that there's so much nectar in it if I can just go on doing it. And as far as the 16 rounds, it must be done. Or else, one will start getting into so much difficulty. One thing will lead to another. So I urge you, and if it's the fact that some of you aren't chanting 16 rounds, then certainly my coming here is worth it, just to try to bring you back to that standard. And So you should already be at that standard. But if I can come and remind you, bring you to that standard, then I'm willing to do that again and again and again. 16 rounds every day without fail. Then, four rules. Same thing. We're grown up persons and we have free will, but if we abuse this facility of human life to engage in illicit sex or intoxication, I don't think anybody's engaging in gross meat eating or gambling. But there are corollaries to those things. And there's what Prabhupada calls the subtle fall downs, gross fall downs. So we can't claim that we're safe, completely safe on any one of those. If you think of the subtle offenses in those four rules, so we should definitely not commit any gross misbehavior, fall down, and just do what it takes to remove us from those sources of fall down, like we were talking this morning about fall down. The verse, and I quoted a similar verse, says, if a devotee falls down, he's not like a non-devotee. Krishna will protect him. And he will come back to the lotus feet of Krishna. So those are assurances, but we shouldn't depend on those. That becomes an offense in itself, the eighth offense in chanting. To make no really deep contrition or feeling sorry, and no real deep commitment to give up, but go on thinking that, after all, I'm a devotee, and by chanting I'll become purified. That actually becomes, Prabhupada says, of the greatest, 10 offenses, the greatest offense, when it really sets in as a deliberate strategy. Of course, we wouldn't come out and announce it as our philosophy. If we did that, that would be so devious, every devotee would spot it. But we may run our life in that way, that I'll continue to commit sinful activities, but I'll purify myself by chanting. Very offensive. So this is the heart, this is like touching on the very nerve of what Krishna consciousness is. It's an honor system. That many human beings can't come up to this standard. So they're very fortunate who do. This is a real pure religion, where we don't cheat, where we're not in it just for some mature reward, or that our priests, in fact, our gurus and teachers, they're giving us a religious teaching that says, yeah, it's all right, we're all weak, it's all right to commit sinful activities as long as you accept Jesus. The Prabhupada is our standard. He really was very stern and said, this is nonsense. We don't teach this. Rupa Goswami doesn't teach this. There's no such thing as confessing and then sinning again and confessing and sinning again. So there's an honor system. And when we don't keep it, then we're not really following Krishna consciousness. And when we keep it, we feel clean and hopeful. So, what can I say? So many words. But I request you to please don't fall below that. Keep our own relationship honorable. If you do, then it's not that it should be so ashamed of it that you hide it, but we can discuss it in a confidential way and try to do what's necessary to bring you up to that standard. I wanted to mention that first as the basis for other things. And hope that this isn't really so widespread. We can proceed with some questions that you may have, but I'd just like to mention a few things. As you know, I don't like to get involved in management in any temple where I go, but I try to give my disciples help them with the inspiration that they should focus on chanting and hearing and performing some devotional service in the association of devotees, contributing to the movement. I hope that you will take that as a very practical and meaningful source of help for you. And when you have to act in your relative ways, management or business or family, even though I may not be deciding these things for you, I can't presume to, what kind of work you should get into, when you should have a child, or even the management of the temple, it's not my responsibility. But what I am stressing will always help you in those areas. And I like to hear from you what you are doing and help you make any decisions as you think I can. I mean, as is appropriate for me. But we should keep our relationship pure, that I can function as a sadhu in your life to not get involved in your illusions. You may have some illusions still, and I should be able to cut those illusions, cut at them, and not be part of the compromise that you may inevitably be involved in. I know there's a compromise, but my job is to not go along with you in the compromise, but to cut at it. And this is a traditional relationship of the householder and the sannyasi, that the householder asks these sannyasi to give me relevant instructions. I can't renounce right away, but how can I become more Krishna conscious? And the sadhu who's not that he's flattered or purchased or implicated in the material dealings, but he speaks the truth, but in a loving and friendly way, and respects the householder also in his attempt to purify his life without premature renunciation.